All right, hello and welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. My name is Zach. I'm sitting here in absolute sunshine on a Thursday in Sydney. It feels a bit different now compared to the absolute pissing down and El Nino that we've been copping the last couple of weeks. So hopefully we're not going to be sitting on a heavy 15 track, ideally. But this podcast, we're going to be talking all things Melbourne. We have Nick again. We're going to fly through what is a, look, not the most exciting card at Pakenham, but we can find winners, he can find winners, and that's what we're here to do. So, mate, I welcome you in. Welcome back to Sydney, I believe, mate.
Thanks, mate. Shit, it's humid. Like, it is. I'm
coming from Canberra.
Yeah, unpacking the car this morning. I was getting a bit of a sweat up going up and down the stairs. I'll tell you that for free. Bloody thick air. You could cut it with a knife.
Well, it's a bit different, mate. We've been handling the absolute pits for the last couple of weeks. And look, that's probably just the norm down in Canberra. But yeah, it's looking pretty nice. There's actually a meeting tomorrow, which is like a Tab Chrissy party at Randwick tomorrow. So I'll be at Randwick tomorrow. And then you've got a bit of Rose Hill on Saturday. But mate, it's all about Pakenham, right, for you?
Oh, Pakenham. Gee whiz, the eyes lit up when I saw that the meeting was at Pakenham. really exciting. Obviously, the Pakenham Cup's an okay race. And there's a few good horses going around in it. And there's actually a couple at odds I don't mind during the day too, which, I don't know, if you're going to have a play, just a small play at this time of year, you sort of don't mind playing the rough ones and just having something small.
That's right. And then plus there's some all right racing up in Queensland too. I think they've been copping a heap of rain. They're still a heavy 10 now, but I don't think it's going to be too bad, but they're still going to be pretty heavy track up there. So there's always some good racing in Queensland, but mate, we may as well just like get stuck in and fly through some of Pakenham. You mentioned you're not big on Mace 1 in Pakenham, but mate, it's a 1600, it's a benchmark 70. We got Lyrical Lad is the fave for Stokes, it's 270. We got Tycoon Beck, Mr. Pickwick. Mate, is there anything doing here? You having a bet in this? We know that Jamie Carr is back.
Yeah, how exciting is that for racing? Just good to have. It's a shame we missed her during the carnival. We probably would have made a bit of money, but Brett Preble pretty much took all of her rides anyway.
He doesn't care.
No. Race one, Lyrical Lad's won by 5 at Cranbourne and was really, really impressive, but gets 61. The market's probably spot on. No real opinion. Definitely won't be having a bet, but the market looks right.
It does look right, especially with that win at Cranbourne. It was in the heavy. They're going to be racing on a good, so look. Don't know. Maybe have a watch. But race two, I know that you like something here. We got a Fixed Odds favourite for maybe the best. That's $4 for the Freedman's Maramia. That's 480. We got Groovy Kind of Love, Starlight Scope, Standoff. There's a few there in like single figures, even Star of Eden there with Josh Richards claiming 3. Who are you liking, mate?
I've settled on Starlight Scope. This horse is coming from a Sandown win, has a really good racing pattern, sort of always sits in the first couple. I think $7.50 is a really nice price. That's 61 when winning last time at Sandown and drops down to 57, albeit probably harder horses. It does look like there will be a bit of pace in the race, but I reckon from gate 4, we'll probably posse up first, second. They tend at Pakenham not to go as quick. I know that sounds really weird, but I don't know what it is about the track there, but they seem to try and save their runs for a big sprint late.
Yeah.
So Starlight Scope, hopefully we get it not too tough out in front and we can keep going.
Snap up the 750, you reckon?
Yeah, get involved. Why not?
750. Why not? McLeod's aboard. All right, race 3, it's a 1,000-metre dash. We got Brownie, the fave, one of your jocks, mate, Josh Richards, claiming 3 again for Kieran March, 320. Was 380 when it opened. We got Winsome for John McNeil, who's flying, 390. We got Lady Solly, Yulong Defence at 9s. And we got double figures for Sam's Image, etc. Look, do I dare guess that we like a Winsome?
Oh, gee, you must be a mind reader.
One first up, last start.
You'd think we'd have a chat before the podcast or something.
Yeah,
just coming out of the last preparation, I reckon coming out of nicer form lines than these other horses, Winsome. Horses like Curran running in races alongside it. So I think Jai McNeil aboard, that $4 market looks a pretty handy bet in what I don't see is a very deep race. Like, you got horses like Sam's Image, who have been running around forever. Happy with Winsome. Like that it's first up and sort of obviously open to improvement too. So happy with Winsome.
Yeah, it's one first up, 2 out of 3. So that's a little bonus. You're getting 390 for that. Snap that up. We go to another 1,000 meter dash in race number 4, where Unflinching is the fave, but it's on the drift. Open 320, now 370. Friedman's. We got Cecil Street Lad coming out of barrier 1. That's on the drift at $4. We got Marine 1 at 420. Good money for this Rasheen. For the Noonan combo, 15 into 9, and then we've got Translation for Cummings and Lady Adelaide and stuff. So, are you getting aboard Carr yet, Jamie Carr?
No, not yet. Oh. I'm going to go with Marine 1.
Josh Richards.
Purely based off, yeah, he's my boy, isn't he? We get 57 kilos as well, obviously coming out of a Coolmore, which is probably our best Group 1 three-year-old race in the country, so... we're raced on speed behind Home Affairs. Mm. I think 57 kilos over the 1,000, 420 seems a really reasonable price. So hoping that Marine 1 can get the job done in the 4th.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'll have to agree. We go to race 5. We got a 1,600-meter race, and we got Frankie Pino. He's the fave, 250. It's been back too. It's been popular. We got High Stranger. We know this one. It's already 6 into 440, coming off a win at Kilmore. No Name Lane. Good name that. Jamie Carr, 460. It's been backed as well. Don't Doubt Dory is 480, and even Black Sail, this one at odds, 21 already into 13s. But it looks like the top couple have all had some specking, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably the best on the card, I reckon, Frankie Pino, 51 kilos. Behind a horse called Lighthouse, who I actually have a bit of an opinion of. I reckon it's going to be a really good autumn and next spring horse. So, yeah, happy with Frankie Pino. I think 250 is actually probably still a good price, although we missed 340. I think it'll end up starting about even. So I think this is a really good race for Frankie Pino. High Stranger obviously won Kilmore Cup as well, a very ordinary Kilmore Cup. I thought him and Imperial Lab were the only two chances in that race, and they ran one too. So yeah. I'm happy to go with Frankie Pino sort of on the up.
How's its runs though? It came second, then second at Flemington against behind Lakeen, which, you know, it goes all right, and then a third, a second, a first, a second, a second, a first. So fucking hell, it's had a good little run.
Trying to break the crowd of seconds,
yeah,
though, I reckon.
Yeah, so go forth this weekend. First leg of the quaddy, we have over the 1200, we've got Ocean Beyond, 440, come in from 550 for Mr. Coffee is aboard. Ranting for Jamie Carr, she's 460, we all know that horse. Defiant Dancer is at 7s, we got Blazer Jowski, it's $8, Munitions for Cummings at $8, in from 11, but there hasn't been much of a go. I guess the fave's been backed a little bit. Are you with Ocean Beyond?
Yeah, I am actually. I thought... Prior to its win at Ballarat, it was really, really unlucky at Flemington. Just got ridden pretty ordinary by Harry Coffey. And then he came out and made up for it at Ballarat. And I think
he beat the gouge.
This is a pretty handy horse. And then when you got second line Ranting, who I now place in the non-winning category.
It's only won once, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's one win.
14 starts, yeah.
It's still got its agates too, so I'm surprised they're holding on to those nuts. They're not worth a lot, but I suppose it's out of Zoostar. Ocean Beyond,
all right, 440. Harry Coffey's not one of mine, but we'll see. We got the Pakenham Cup, which, you know, it's not a bad race. It's 2,500 metres, Smoking Romans. I assume we've both backed that in our past. $3.60, that's obviously coming off a couple of seconds, but it won a stack of races before then. We got team captain Blake McDougall, who's flying, great jock. He's at 420, been backed in from 550. Man Cayen, John McNeil and Mari Eustace, 460. We go to double figures, and even these go all right. Mimi's Award, Skyman, I'm a Twinkling, they're all there. But good coin for this team captain, Blake McDougall. You with him, Kumani?
I can see why there's good coin. Beating a horse like Accountability by a couple of lengths is obviously good going on. I'm going to go with Mankayan, who's a horse that I actually don't love, but I think this sets up really, really nice. And yeah, and you go back and you look at form around Great House in that race before the Cup. I think that's really good form for a race like this, and you get 460. It's a really, really consistent horse. Doesn't win out of turn, that's for sure. But, I'm happy to play Mankayan. I think you'll get a good sight.
Yeah, I like it. I'm always weary of Smoking Romans, though. Jamie Carr aboard this time as well.
Yeah, and has that really good racing pattern in the first couple as well.
Exactly. So Yeah, it might be a little Quinella up the top. Race number 8, the Gold Bullion, $3.10 for Yearlong January. It's on the drift, though. We got Way to Go Paula, $3.50 to $3.40. This thing next has been backed, though. Winning partner, Luke Curry, you can have him. For McAvoy's, that's $11 already into six. You got Looks Like Elvis and a couple others there leading up to double figures. But whatever this Luke Curry horse, winning partner, mate, 11's into sixes.
Yeah, it's a fair go. Been around for a while. I don't actually know if it's won this. It's had the one win for the preparation. I'm not with Wing Partner. I really like Way to Go Paula out of that Duchess of Dorset form. If you go back and watch that race at Ballarat, it was back last, held up for a run till the 200, and then let down with probably the fastest 400 of the day. Yeah, it gets Jamie Carr on. We finally pick one with Jamie on board, which is nice. Yeah, I really like Way to Go Paula.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie Carr on, who was on before. Brett Preble, what a surprise. He was on last start as well.
Already just swapping.
Already been pipped. All right, the last, we got Kissinger. That's the fave, $3.50. We've got Rasu, Brett Preble, Waller, $6. We've got The Awesome Sun at $8. We've got Salt Peter, $8.50. A little bit of money for Court Deep for Josh Richards and the Eustace, and we're out double figures, et cetera there. I guess a little bit of money, I guess, for the fave and maybe a bit of Court Deep.
Yeah. This is the roughie for the day, Royal Order, number 13, $14. Really like this horse. I sort of watched it in its first couple of runs, and then it went out and got injured. It's had two lots of injuries and two big setbacks, and its last run at Moonee Valley was really, really good over 1,600, and we were sort of waiting for it to get to 2,000. Wasn't sure. Thought it might have been a chance of running in the Pakenham Cup, but it's found an easier race in a benchmark 78. I reckon $14 is well over the odds. I really like him.
Taking a piece?
Yeah, have taken a little piece, yeah.
Already? Oh, mate.
Had to. Saw 18s earlier in the week. So, yeah, had to snap that up. I really like this horse. It's been really unlucky in its preparations, just not being able to find its feet. But earlier in its career, it actually knocked off horses like Kawaya, who ended up being a pretty handy one. So I'm 55.5, Frosty Lane aboard. Yep, $14. Let's do it.
All right. So Royal Order is best of the day. Oh, sorry, best roughy. And then we've the Pino, is it?
Yeah, Frankie Pino. I think this is his chance. 51 kegs. $2.50 looks a good price. I think you'll start shorter.
So you can even take, what do we do? $2.50 the win, and we take even Royal Order to maybe place. What are we getting? You're getting a tick over $10. So look, mate, it's pretty good coin for that. 10-1 if you're going to be offering.
Yep, the Schneeb special, the Nicholas special.
Sweet, mate. That was short and sweet. Anything, have you looked at anywhere? Anything tomorrow, elsewhere up in Queensland, Sydney? Or have you just done Pakenham?
Not particularly, yeah. Just done Pakenham form at the moment.
But, good on you for doing some Pakenham form, mate.
I know. I just love Pakenham. I'm pretty much... I am really looking forward to seeing Zoo Style again. I think this horse has sort of got no ceiling at the moment. I really like this horse. So looking forward to seeing how it goes. But other than that, very, very quiet.
Sweet. Cool, mate. All right. Well, thank you for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday and enjoy Sydney, mate. So welcome back to the Big Smoke.
Appreciate it, mate. Hopefully I don't lose too much weight in this heat.
sweating
I feel like I'm dripping kilos off by the minute.
Sweet, mate. Thank you.
Legend, Zach.